Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The left fielder, Reed Nichols. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, George Foster. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount bunts towards the mound. Bannister fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston strikes out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Sviam reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman fields it and throws to home to get Sviam. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field. Boston picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boston. Gantner goes all the way around to score. Cerrone moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz bunts towards the mound. Neves fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-1 in the game. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Braggs strikes out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nichols. Cerrone reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Nichols settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorman strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guillen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Braggs reaches second base with a double. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Sviam bunts towards first. Moorman scoops it up and throws to first, with Cruz covering, for the out. Braggs moves to third. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball towards center. Boston settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Boston. Braggs tags and scores. Gantner moves to second. It's 3-1, Brewers. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Hewlett applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cerrone hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-0 in the game. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-2 in the game. Boston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Boston reaches second base with a double. Cruz moves to third. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cruz tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Brewers. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. John Henry Johnson now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nichols. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0-2 in the game. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen bunts towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Deer hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Braggs hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Sviam hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sviam moves to second. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Rick Cerrone. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nichols who is chasing the ball. Ogilvie reaches third base with a triple. Sviam scores. Gantner goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Brewers. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ogilvy scores. It's 6-4, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Sviam now playing second base. Ernie Riles now playing shortstop. Bill Schroeder now catching. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boston strikes out. One out. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nichols hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Clear now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 3 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount, who is chasing the ball. Foster reaches third base with a triple. Baines goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5 Brewers. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 4 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Deere hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Braggs hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hewlett strikes out. One out. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Russ Moorman. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Julio Cruz. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.